But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup.
Hello, everyone. We are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. I am back with Alma Lake. If you guys listened to last episode, you know she's crazy, she's fiery, she's loud, and she is a girl boss with a lot of very fun advice, okay? Get ready, you guys. It's a really, really good show ahead of you. Let's give this background in case they're just tuning in now. Your dating life, she says it's a telenovela. You say it. It's better when you say it.
Telenovela.
Telenovela. Telenovela.
Yes!
Oh, I did it.
Me encanta. You
know, I'm 2% Spanish.
Me encanta, mi amor.
Me encanta, mi amor.
2% es lo que es.
Sí. Mm-hmm. You guys might have seen her on Fox the Four, LA. She's the LA Voice winner. She's a YouTuber. She's an influencer. And, okay, let's get into this. Yeah?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, so Alma has an abundance of crazy dating stories, and I asked her to share 2 to 3. So, Alma, give us your good.
God.
Come on.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
I always pray. I'm like, not today, Satan. Well, this, get ready.
Yeah, I'm
buckle
ready.
Up.
Okay, here we go. We're buckling.
Buckle up. Because the stories I got, honey, you know, I live on Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I live on Hollywood Boulevard. And so, therefore, I run into a lot of Hollywood characters in the you know, music industry, movie industry. Just people in the industry in general. So, you've all heard the industry, the music industry, movie industry is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Therefore, the people in it are crazy as well.
In a good and bad way. Like, we're all a little kooky, mm-hmm. which is fun, mm-hmm. but it's crazy.
There's good and bad, mm-hmm. for sure. There's good and bad. There's shady people, mm-hmm. and there's just good people that just mm-hmm. want to work on their career.
Yeah.
So let me tell you.
I'm sorry.
This man, oh, Heather, she like, thank you for swiping right.
Bye. I know. Okay.
So, this is the story.
Go.
Oh, it's hard for me to talk because it's actually a very toxic
story. Oh, well, oh my God.
But it's funny. It's funny.
Okay.
It's so toxic that it's funny.
I know, I'm ready. Okay.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, I mean, I actually have to pray a lot about this subject, you know, because this person was a sociopath, pathological liar, narcissist.
Wow, we're getting deep on
sociopath.
This episode. Here we go.
And on top of all that, like an abuser, you know, he's just like not a good person, but you know, when you meet people, it's so butterflies and roses, and you think that they're that, you know, like mm-hmm. what they say mm-hmm. they are, but it's like, no, you know, and people will look dead into your eyes and lie.
Mm-hmm.
And lie.
Yep. Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I never understood it because I could never do that to someone.
Right?
Ever.
Same. We're on the good side of the grass.
But I always say, like, I'd rather live the life that I am. Like, mm-hmm. I'd rather live, things take longer. Like, I'm, you know, I'd rather do that than take these shortcuts and be messed up and have bad character. And I'd way rather live my life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Never stop being who you are. Like, never stop being a good person.
Because
in the long run, that's going to attract somebody. Good,
exactly.
You know? So here's the story. I was handing out posters for, this was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was handing out posters for my show at the Peppermint Club.
Because,
you know, you also got to do that marketing, honey.
Yeah.
Get those tickets, sell. And this guy wouldn't stop staring at me. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, who is this? And this was at a record store in Hollywood, right? By the Dream Hotel. Go to the store and burn it to the ground for me. Thank you. Because I'm Christian. I cannot do it.
Yeah. No. Someone else, please.
Jesus doesn't want me to do it. And so he kept staring at me. Then he approached me and he was just like, I think I've seen an angel. And I'm like, you know, this was when I first getting back in the rodeo again.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that it was a lot, you know, because I just
She's into it. She's like, you see an angel?
I know. Like, you see an angel? I'm an angel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Christian girl. How are you? But, and so he was so sweet. He was just like giving all the support for my show. Just like, oh my gosh, he was just so in love. And he was like, I love you. The love, like, not the love of my life, but he's like, I want to go out with you. Like, he's just so interested in me. And I'm like, wow. I mean, and I was also interested in him.
Yeah.
Long story short, we met after that at Mama Shelter Ride, really cute spot. Yeah. And we started talking. I really, really liked him. You know, he was so much fun, you know, because I like interesting people. Yeah, I like people that make me feel alive. Yeah. People that are like crazier than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, that's why I got a burning desire, you know? And so I asked him, are you married? You know, like, do you have any kids? Have you been divorced?
Yeah.
You know, anything? And he's like, yeah, of course. He's like, yeah, never been married. He looks at me dead in the eyes and he's, yes, of course. Like, I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I'm not in a relationship. I don't have a girlfriend. Nothing. And I'm like, great. You know, now that we
check, check, check.
Check, check, check. Because always, okay, never, 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 never steal somebody's man. Never, 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 never. Yeah. Never do that, please. You wouldn't want somebody to steal your man. No. So don't do that. Since that's bad karma. Really bad karma. Never do that. A little bit of wisdom. Long story short, we went out like a couple times, but he was very weird, you know. He was like all or nothing kind of time. That's how you know they're toxic.
That's when you know. That's how you know. And if a guy comes at you that strong to start out, how many more? He doesn't even know you. How many more girls is he doing that to? That's the way I look at it. You know?
Sad. It's sad, you know, because they don't love themselves, so they have to do this to play games with every girl they meet so they can fulfill the void that they have inside of them. So I actually feel bad about them. You know, I pray for them to get better because, honey, being an asshole is a fucking disease. I'm sorry. I actually want to stop cursing. Being a toxic person is a disease and you should get treatment. Maybe I should refer them to a psychologist.
Yeah, just send them.
Psychiatrist, matter of fact. Psychiatrist. Get medicated for it, honey.
So, what was the end of the story?
The end of the story is really bad, to be honest. Like,
we started that if you're not going
to... I know. It's just that, that's how crazy my stories be, you know?
You don't need to. We can cut this
part. I mean, he was just like... I mean, the end of the story, like, he was just a very toxic person. He lied about a lot of things. He manipulated me a lot, you know. He played a lot of games with me. He was a psycho. Like, the worst person you can
think of. So was he married and did he have kids? He had all that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. How'd you find out?
Through my friend that worked at the record store.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I actually wanted to call his wife.
Ah, you didn't though?
I prayed about it. And God just told me to leave it to him. Okay. You know, so I'm just going to leave it to God. I pray that he gets better. And of course, if I would have known, honey, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You know, but this person lied straight to my face. Like,
20%. And you don't know. I mean, how are you supposed to know?
So that's the thing. People
you want to trust people, and it's like
people think that because you meet people in real life, they're gonna be more trustworthy than people on the internet. But it's actually like even worse.
Because at least on the internet, you can actually like go through their stuff.
Exactly.
Check them out a little bit before.
And you can tell a lot by somebody's Instagram.
Well, that's what I always say. I'm like, okay, listen. You can meet a guy at a bar for 5 seconds. It's almost safer to meet them online. Because now I can like check them out and like really do my homework on them.
Exactly.
Because usually you just get a guy's name and his number and that's kind of it. He doesn't need someone to put his last name in. So how am I supposed to stop him?
Exactly. You know? I mean, to be honest with you, take a photo of their ID.
Do you do that to people? You like you meet a guy and you're like, give me your ID and take a photo.
Now. I'm like, hi, you know, for safety. But I always meet in a public space. I always meet in a public space.
I know. But...
You know, and I always check my drink.
Oh yeah.
Cause
yeah.
Oh honey, yeah. People would try to root for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But so always check your drink, please, mm-hmm. please mm-hmm. be safe out there. But definitely, I always ask for the first and last name if okay. anything.
What's you have another crazy dating story that's not as heavy maybe?
So are y'all ready? So yeah. This is the place, Chateau Marmont, you yeah. know, West Hollywood, is the most beautiful place you can ever think of. I was with this boy I met on my airplane coming back from Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And we were at Chateau having lunch, mm-hmm. and then I see my friend, Leon Bridges. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say
Oh, anything. Yeah, my friend. My friend, too.
And and I was just like, oh, you know, we have so many friends in common. Like, we've seen each other a couple times. Uh-huh. And I was like, let me go say hi.
Yeah, I love it.
And so I told the guy that I was in a date with, I was like, you know what? I have to go
for a sec. My tummy.
I was like, you know what? I don't think this is working.
No, you didn't know. You ended it on the spot.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
I love you for that.
I did. Because we have so many friends in common. Like, we've seen each other.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is my chance. You know, he was wearing a white suit and a rainy day.
You get what you want.
I want it. I got it.
I want it. I got it.
You
I
like it. My hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. But, I told him, you know what? I had a great time with you. I really got to go say hi to my friend Leon. We can talk later. And so...
Savage.
I am a savage.
I love it.
And so I was like, oh, Leon was like, oh, hi. Like, I didn't know you were here. I'm like, hi, how are you? You know? Mm-hmm. And so we ended up just like chatting, you know, having a little pastries, little coffee. Okay. And we got to know each other. And it was so much fun. You know, of course, we both have crazy schedules. So it never really went further than that. But then I just went into him last week.
And the new Alma look. Oh, boy.
What's crazy is that both are moms. Uh-huh. His mom calls him Catchy. Uh-huh. And my mom calls me Catchy. And they both made up that word. And so it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
So your child would be called Catchy.
Catchy, yeah. And so what's crazy is that he wrote a song about it. He wrote a song about Catchy.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I was just like, wow, that's so crazy. You know, like, and so, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
This is fine. We get to stay
I don't
too.
Know what's going to happen with that.
Maybe next we'll podcast you come on and
he's
get
on
nothing.
Tour. I'm in the studio, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I definitely, like, I love the way he writes. And
he's
a very charming man. He's a very charming man. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right, well, that was fun. I like that story. That was not crazy. That was just like good ballsy women. That's what I support here. You girls, if you are listening, you want something, you get it. You get it. If the date's not going well, you end that date and you walk to get what you want. Right?
Exactly. You want it, you got it. And I also want to say something real fast. Like, if you see a man and you think to yourself, that's the kind of person I want to date, go for it. Go for it.
I feel like that's going to hit someone. That's speaking to someone.
Go for it. Perfect timing.
Even if he says no, whatever. Move on. Like, you'll be fine.
What's the worst thing? Like exactly. 30 seconds of no.
Yeah.
He's a stranger.
Yeah.
Like.
Whatever.
Move on with your life.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to play What Would Alma Do? Because I love to hear what different people would do in different situations. Ooh. I think that's so interesting. So some of them you guys have heard some of the situations. But everyone has their own things that they would respond. So let's hear what Miss Alma Lake would respond. So Alma, your friends, all of them, don't like the guy you're dating. What would Alma do?
I'd be like, that's a red flag.
Okay, red flag.
Stop dating that guy.
Okay. Your ex is now dating your best friend. How would you handle this? What would Alma do? Would you be sad? Would you be whatever? How do you work with exes? Are you moved on right away or what?
I would tell my friend, do better. That's it.
I love this. You are on a first date and the guy asks for you to pay. What would Alma do?
I'd be like, I get it, honey. I do look like that bitch.
Wait. He takes you to like a he asks you to a really nice restaurant, okay?
Yes.
And then he says the check comes and he just sits there and waits. What would you do? What's the conversation?
I would tell thank you Let for the camera. Compliment. Thank you for the compliment. I know I look like that bitch, but honey, no. You invited me. I didn't invite you. You invited me. If I would have invited you, like, let's go out to dinner, of course I got you. I invited you. But you invited me. Therefore, you invite me all the way, honey.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you see a cute guy on Instagram. You want to slide into his DMs. Write your DM to him. What would Alma do?
I'll be like, hey, I love your Instagram. It motivates me to be a better person. Like, or... you know, I would say something like, hey.
Personal about them.
I feel like, hey, whatever the name is, hope you're having a great day. I just wanted to tell you that I love your Instagram. I would love to connect with you. And, you know, let me know.
Has that worked for you?
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
I never DM. No, guys. I've never DM'd a guy,
to be honest.
I've never DM'd a guy on Instagram.
Never?
Never have I ever.
Wow.
I've never invited a guy out.
Wow, you never ask a guy. Well, I guess you kind of you want something, you just make, you don't even ask, you just make it happen.
Exactly, you know, oh. but the thing is that if somebody's so into me, they will invite me,
mm-hmm.
and I just haven't met somebody man enough for me to do that.
Yeah. All right, the guy you met on a dating app catches the feels after date one, and you don't exactly feel the same way. Now, here's your chance to write a text, make a call, or whatever you would do to get out of the situation. What would Alma do? You're going to text him, you're going to call him.
I'm going to text him.
Uh-huh. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, hi, baby.
Baby. Hi, baby.
Or BBY.
Hi, BB.
I hope you're having a great day. I just wanted to let you know that I have a very busy schedule at the moment, and it will not be possible for me to see you again. Nevertheless, I wish you the best, and it was a pleasure meeting you. Never burn a bridge.
I love it. Yeah, I agree.
You never know who could become somebody. Not only that, but it's just not good.
But just be a nice person.
It's not good to burn bridges.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Agreed. You never. Just block people, though.
Because I know they're a lost cause.
There it is.
You know, when I know it's a lost cause, I just...
Yeah, you just cut it.
You need to cut it.
Cut it.
You need to cut it.
You see a cute guy at a coffee shop all the time. Do you ask him out or do you wait? What would Alma do?
She never asked guys out. I don't know. I feel like, what if he has a girlfriend? But, I mean, this is what I think. If I see him all the time and we exchange, like, looks, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like.
But he's, like, too shy to ask you out. So would you do it? Would you go up to him? You just told everyone to go up to him.
No, I would. I would. I would definitely would.
Yeah.
But I don't see myself at a coffee shop, you know? But
where do you see your guys? On the corner selling drugs.
Shut up. Okay, I would like to clarify something about the previous episode.
I'd like to clarify something.
Guys, you need to tune in to the last episode.
You really do.
He has a cannabis on business.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. It's straight up cannabis.
Yeah.
No, Heather. No. It's actually that. No, because I don't want people to get the wrong impression. Because I think he went to jail and that's it. He don't want to go to jail no more.
Yeah.
No, so he has a very legit cannabis business.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, I believe you. I was just kidding.
He does. But anyhow, let me tell you something. I would definitely approach him. Why not? Mm-hmm. Honey, life is too short.
Yeah, I'm
Go for it.
The guy you're dating wants to be your music manager.
What? He has managed Lady Gaga, Lana Del Rey.
No, he's like... So basically, he's had a couple clients, and you guys start dating. You really like him, and he's like, Alma, I want to be your music manager. What are you gonna say? Do you mix business and pleasure? Come on, this is the point. You gotta be in a dilemma.
I never thought about him.
Oh, she's
no.
Oh no.
No. No, don't mix it. Don't mix it. I mean, if he's another artist, of course, because he has his own thing mm-hmm. going on, and we can both help each other, you know, mm-hmm. like a power couple, like yeah. a Beyonce, Jay-Z yeah. situation. Mm-hmm. But not a manager, honey. You are not going to tell me where to be, what to do.
Okay, I'm for it. Yeah. He told you he loves you, but you're not there yet. So I'm gonna be the guy, mm-hmm. and I need you to respond. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. I like you. No, I appreciate you. That's what I would say. I'd be like, I appreciate you. Never burn that bridge, honey. Give them hope. Give them hope. Give them something to look forward. This guy asked me like 300 times to be his girlfriend.
Oh my one gosh. Time.
The Cowboy Vampire.
Saying no. The Cowboy Vampire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell that story?
Same people.
She dated a guy who swore he was a cowboy and a vampire.
Yeah.
And he
tried to bit me several times. And I'm like, no bite. No bite in this way. What the heck? Out of here with that fuckery. Yeah, hell no. But let me tell you, this guy was like, love you so much. Would you be my girlfriend? Uh-huh. Would you be my girlfriend? And I'm like, no, honey.
No. And he goes, would you be my girlfriend?
Please don't leave me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, hell no. Hell no. And he's like, you love me, right? And I'm like. I'm like, baby, I care for you.
Maybe I care for you. I bet you can get away with a lot just because of your voice and your accent. Oh, baby, I
care for you.
See, I can't. I'm like, and I just nothing I say sounds pretty, so it's just like just straight.
He was crazy. He like got down on his knees. He was begging. He's like, be my girlfriend. You're the perfect girl. Like, you're so perfect. And I'm like.
Have we kept tabs in this guy since? Has Cowboy Vampire found love yet?
Well, he just texted me.
Oh, should we invite him on the show? Next show?
We should. He works in the music industry, in the sync industry.
Oh, the what?
Sync, like placements. So like the movies, like you see in commercials.
And
sync?
Like
sync?
Sync?
Yeah,
sync?
Like S, Y-N-C.
Oh, okay.
Sync, I don't know.
This
My
is
accent.
A new type of music.
My accent, honey. But, yeah, so he worked, like, in placements.
Oh, okay.
But he's definitely, like, in the music industry.
Okay.
Like,
I would love to have Cowboy Vampire on the show, so if you could connect, make that
should.
Happen.
He just broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, perfect. So. Let's bring him on. Let's find him
Let's
love.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
I mean, I think he already found love.
Yeah, you. You see a cute guy at a bar. How do you approach him? Or do you? What would Alma do?
I don't really go to bars.
Okay.
So.
All right. So next.
Yeah.
You're planning a date for your year anniversary. Where are you going to go? What would Alma do?
I'll go to Bali for sure.
Oh, Bali.
Yeah, Bali. Bali, I don't know. How do you say?
A year anniversary. She's going on vacation. Okay.
Honey. It. Of course. If we ain't living large, how we living? Like,
I don't know.
What are you doing? So, yes, I would love to go there. And, you know, just 3 days because,
yeah.
Of course, we're both workaholics.
Yeah. And you can do that. You just get on your jet. And
of course. Jet
off.
Honey.
Yeah.
Jet off. Oh, my gosh.
On the PJ.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I get on my PJ. And then I would go to Bali. And I would have my butlers.
Exactly.
Rub my feet.
Get massages, you know. Just enjoy love. I would definitely like put like petals like on the bed with his name, you know.
Guys are like, falling in love by the second.
Go out, you know, some chocolate, give him a massage, you know, like treat him right, you know, some really nice expensive champagne.
All right, my turn. I give him chocolate and I treat him. Oh, the hour's up.
Okay.
I can't do.
Why do
everything you? Sounds pretty when you say it. Just. Problem.
I love you.
I just ruin everything. Okay. Your great friend was dating a guy for 6 months, but here's the thing. So they're dating for 6 months, but you met him and you had really great chemistry, like chemistry. And then they broke up mm-hmm. 2 months ago, and then he slides in your DMs mm-hmm. just the other day.
Yeah.
What would Alma do? Are you gonna explore?
Is she a close friend or a far friend? Like,
she's close-ish.
Close-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a close friend, I would definitely be like, you know what? Not really. I can do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Thank you. There's always so much like fish out in the sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would be like, oh, you cute and whatever, but nah.
All right, I like it. Yeah. All right, mamacita, señorita, Amalek, tell everyone where to find you. This was amazing 2 episodes. I think everyone's going to just, like, be in love with you and just make you send them voice memos all day just to hear. You could say anything, literally, like, the most disgusting things. We'd all be like, yeah. So tell everyone your Instagram, your Twitter, your YouTube. Guys, she is, like, the woman that does it all. So tell them where to find you.
Thank you so much, love. Yes, of course. You can find me on all streaming platforms, you know, Tidal, iTunes, Spotify. Just make sure to type in Amalek.
Amazon Music.
Hiya. and then you can also find me on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Amalek and you shall find me.
Yay! And you guys know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins. Yes, I love you all. Please keep tuning in because I love having you guys listen. And I'll bring on some more crazy girls. Crazy fun and crazy great and crazy funny. And okay. Mm-hmm. We're rambling. And have a great week, guys, at Heather A. Hopkins. I'm like, follow me, share, like.
Follow me, share, like, honey.
Subscribe.
Yes, subscribe. Okay, we love you and we couldn't do this without you, so thank you guys.
Yeah, you should just do my outro because you sound way better when you do it.
Shut up. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that tunes in into the Heather Hookup because, honey, it's your only source to get this love right.
Mm.
So tune in next week. Thank you.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.